Chapter 5.
Outside the temple, 1,000 Mandalorian thugs stood clustered around their quick-strike assault sleds, dressed in full battle armor and looking generally hot, bored, and eager to start something. Behind them sat a pair of Candorus-class heavy hover tanks and a squadron of ungangly Veerhawk fighter bombers. And in the walking garden across the plaza, more than 24 sniper scopes were flashing in the foliage. Han Solo was starting to think Dala just might be serious about taking over the Jedi Order, that she might actually believe that mere military force was enough to bend the Jedi to her will. As he watched, the quick strikes fired their repulsor lift engines, retracted their struts, and began to hover. The Mandalorians came more or less to attention, balancing their weight over both feet and swinging their weapons toward the temple. Even the Veerhawks ascended to strafing altitude, their stubby wings and barrel-bristled noses winking with the rosy tips of energizing weapons. The sudden change of posture put the media on high alert, sending news presenters scrambling for their makeshift broadcast stages and cambots swarming into the unoccupied land between the Mandalorian lines and the Jedi Temple. A couple of seconds later, the dark ribbon of a Galactic Alliance security hovercade streamed into view. Coming from the direction of the government center, it consisted mostly of speeder bikes, armored air cars, and cannon sleds. In the center of the procession were two large medical vans and a floating limousine that bore the emblem of the Galactic Alliance's chief of state.
Okay, that has to be Dala.
Han turned away from the viewport and faced the small band of Jedi standing in the temple's majestic mirror steel foyer.
Looks like we're on.
Yes, finally, Saba Sebatine said.
The Barabel stepped to the viewport, her thin tongue shooting between her pebbled lips as she glowered out at the hovercade.
How did you know Chief Dala would come in person?
Easy.
Han started to slap the master on her shoulder, then recalled how Barabel's reacted when touched and quickly lowered his hand.
Dala's a power-hungry...
Han,
Leia interrupted. She nodded at Alana, who was standing close beside her.
Admiral Dala is the chief of state. She deserves to be referred to with a certain decorum.
Politician.
Han glanced down at Alana and winked, then continued.
And power-hungry politicians love to gloat. No way is she going to miss this.
An astute observation, Captain Solo,
Kenth Hamner said, also stepping forward. He stopped just at the edge of Han's personal space, looking as dignified and grave as he usually did these days. His always resonant voice grew deeper and more demanding.
But I worry about your tone. If your idea works...
It is working,
Alana interrupted. Her thin eyebrows were lowered in determination, and her bright gray eyes burned with the same frustration she no doubt sensed in the Force auras around her.
Otherwise, Dala wouldn't even be here. And you know that as well as anyone.
Hamner's lips tightened, and he addressed his reply to Han.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Captain Solo. I'm just urging you not to be quite so smug.
Behind Hamner's back, Alana scowled and would have interrupted again had Leia not laid a restraining hand on her shoulder. Han bit his lip and did his best not to aggravate the situation by smiling. He had insisted on bringing his granddaughter along because he wanted her to learn how to play a good hole card when someone else had most of the chips. But it was beginning to look like the lesson of the day would have more to do with internal politics, namely that even Jedi Grand Masters could be nerf brains.